Wars are a punishment for man's sins. Already your sons are being sent to be there with the invasion in the Mideast. Is this what you want? Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshine.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 13, verses 1 through 13, quote, "And as Jesus was going out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, 'Master, behold what manner of stone and what buildings are here.' And Jesus answering said to him, 'Seest thou all these great buildings? There shall not be left a stone upon a stone that shall not be thrown down.' And as he sat on the Mount of Olivet over against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him apart, 'Tell us when these things shall be, and what shall be the sign when all these things shall begin to be fulfilled?' And Jesus answering began to say to them, 'Take heed, lest any man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am he, and they shall deceive many. And when you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, fear ye not, for such things must needs be, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in divers places, and famines. These things are the beginning of sorrows. But look to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to the councils, and in the synagogues you shall be beaten, and you shall stand before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony unto them. And unto all nations the gospel must first be preached. And when they shall lead you and deliver you up, be not thoughtful beforehand what you shall speak, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye. For it is not you that speak, but the Holy Ghost. And brother shall betray his brother unto death, and the father his son. And children shall rise up against their parents, and shall work their death. And you shall be hated by all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure until the end, he shall be saved." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of catastrophic events that are to happen before year 2000. She came to prepare us and save us from these dreadful events if we will only listen and follow her instructions. There will be a miraculous spring very soon in front of the flagpole at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York. It will be called the Lourdes of America. Veronica suffered greatly for the salvation of souls. She experienced the passion of our Lord and had the stigmata, the wounds of Christ, in her hands, feet, and forehead. She is known as Veronica of the Cross. On August 3, 1995, Veronica went to her eternal reward. Her dying wish is that we continue to spread the message of Our Lady of the Roses until the second coming of our Lord. The prophecies which you are about to hear were given at prayer vigils held at the Vatican Pavilion site in Flushing Meadow, Corona Park, Flushing, Long Island, New York. Veronica described everything she saw and repeated everything she heard. All was recorded on an audio tape, later transcribed and sent throughout the world. The rosary is recited continuously during these prayer vigils, still being held from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m., about 30 times a year. Over the years, tens of thousands of people around the world have received and are still receiving great spiritual and physical cures through Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mothers. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on May 28, 1983. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Our Lady is looking about her. It's a little windy up there because Our Lady is trying to control her mantle as it went a little bit askew, as Our Lady would say, from the wind this evening. Now Our Lady is floating back over her statue and extending the beautiful crucifix again and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is still looking about her. She looks sad this evening, very sad, and I can see a tricklet of a tear coming down her face. It's very sad. But Our Lady is nodding yes, affirming that it's true. She is sad. But Our Lady now is turning to her left, our right, and she's moving slowly, floating up to the top, the second tree from the right. Our Lady is standing just above the branches, and she's looking down now and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is cutting across the sky. She's floating and returning back to her place above her statue. Now Our Lady is looking all about her, and now she's placing the rosary about her waist with her blue sash. And now she's placing her hands up like this and taking the rosary back from the sash into her hands like this. Now Our Lady is placing the first finger of her right hand to her lips, which means to listen well and repeat. My child and my children, the urgency for prayer and reparation needs immediate fruits, good fruits that will have seeds that can go throughout the world to promote peace. Oh, my children, I have often cautioned you about the sins that you commit, willingly or unwillingly, which is for the Father to judge. However, man is fast going to his own devastating future now. Man has become so corrupt and so evil. This evil extends not among many, but the source of the evil has been placed, the responsibility for this evil has been placed upon the shoulders of your government, both federal and immediate governing bodies. Wars are a punishment for man's sins. Syria holds the key to peace at this time. However, I place in front of you, my children, a graphic picture for you to understand. It will be a parable for some, and some will turn away, not willing to hear what heaven has to say in these desperate times.
We'll continue in a moment with Veronica's vision of the Mideast. You're listening to these last days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We have available a tremendous book titled Toward a New World Order, The Countdown to Armageddon. It has vital information for the days we now live. Discover how this information will help you prepare for tomorrow. The New World Order is coming. This book tells how it will affect you, how it is happening, and how you can prepare to protect yourselves and your loved ones politically, religiously, and financially. This extraordinary book, titled Toward a New World Order, The Countdown for Armageddon, is available for $19.50. Rush your order today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard or Visa and call 616-698-6448. The title of the book, Toward a New World Order, The Countdown to Armageddon, for $19.50, which includes shipping and handling. This radio program, produced by These Last Days Ministries, can now be heard on the Internet on the World Wide Web at tldm.org. That's tldm.org. Send us an email on how you like it and tell your family and friends about it. And now we again return to the Bayside Prophecies given on May 28, 1983. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Our Lady is pointing up with her finger like this to her right side. And high above her, the sky is opening up. All the clouds are floating away, and the sky is opening up. And I see a map of the Mideast. And then Our Lady is pointing up farther, and that's another map of China and Russia. Our Lady is turning back now. She was looking upward also. My child and my children. There are scoffers who will say there shall not be a third world war. They do not know and cannot conceive of the plan of the Eternal Father. Be it known now that the Father has great heart for all his children. But when the sin reaches a peak only known to the Father, the amount of sin among mankind, then the Father will take action. He will allow you to go upon your reprobate way until there will be few souls to save upon earth, for the others will have died in battle and also at the hands of a corrupt generation of the young. Fathers will be attacked by their sons. Mothers shall find death at the hands of their children. This has been told to you many years ago, but too few listen until the evil comes into their homes. Then it is too late. Protect your children from the evil that is fast accelerating throughout the world. Your country, the United States of America, and Canada shall not be free from invasion. That is why you must pray a constant vigil up there, going throughout the whole world. And you must turn back from your sin, or you will die. My child and my children, I wish in my heart that I could bring to you a more bright and cheerful message. But that would not be true, For there is at this time too many souls falling into hell. Souls that listened and but somehow turned back onto the wide road. The road to perdition. Oh, my children, speak to your pastors. Speak to the bishops, the hierarchy. And let them know that their mother is weeping for them. They do not know what they are doing. Or they do not care of the consequences because they have lost their faith. And no longer have they received graces to keep them from the abyss. I repeat again, man shall be left to himself, because the spirit will not remain within him if he becomes a purveyor of such evil and sin as the corruption of the children, pornography, and other all vials natures of mankind. This hits, my children, to the very core of children on earth, their being. We place upon the parents a far greater measure and responsibility toward their children than we can place on the schools or the government. No. Parents must now guard their children, or they will weep when it is too late. Wars are a punishment for man's sins. Already your sons are being sent to be there with the invasion in the Middle East. Is this what you want, my children? Can you not give your prayers and acts of reparation for those who have no one to pray for them? They are all our sheep, and we wish that they would be gathered into a holy land. The word holy strikes a chord of misery, my child. I have no way to explain but to tell you misery. Yes, my child, you have never seen but on the screen of your box war. You have never felt the loss of one in war. Though, my child, forgive me if I brought a bit of sadness to your heart. Your son was removed for his own salvation. Other parents will have to face a similar occurrence in their homes, but should they have the knowledge and the truth in the supernatural, they will understand that heaven has chosen them to leave this veil of tears and return to heaven from whence they first came. My child, you will see that the message goes throughout the world. Do not be slowed down in your endeavors by scoffers, those who say there will not be a third world war. Are they God? Oh, no. They will know what it is to see blackened bodies along the roadside, their children, stomachs distended, with starvation. This cannot happen here in the United States, I hear voices saying. Oh, my children, it will. Your crops will rot. Your children will be barred from their own homes because they have become a source of murder. Please, my children, listen to your mother. It is urgent that you pray and protect your children. You must see that they wear the brown scapular and also any metals that will keep Satan from their door. My child, you will continue to give out the medals of Saint Benedict. Yes, my child, I know you are doing this, but we must accelerate also the dispersal of the medals.
You have just heard part of the Bayside prophecies given on May 28, 1983. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Veronica Lukens' former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, at the vigil of September 14th, about 350 people were present. There were three buses, many cars, and minibuses, all from different states. Now I have my continuation of my memories with Veronica of the Cross. This is a continuation of an interview with Lucy, one of the Fatima children, by Father Augusto Fiore. In 1959, Lucy said, "It is urgent, Father, that we face reality, terrible as it may be. The purpose is not that of scaring the souls, but of recalling the seriousness of the situation. Since, in fact, Our Lady gave such powers to the Holy Rosary, there is no problem, whether material or moral, national or international, that cannot be solved effectively through the Holy Rosary and our sacrifices. Received with much love and devotion, the rosary will please Mary and compensate for the disappointments of her immaculate heart." Now that's the end of the interview with Lucy in 1959. Now on June 18, 1986, Our Lady spoke to Veronica. Our Lady said, "My child and my children, this message will not be greeted gleefully by your clergy. But since Lucy has been silenced, it is necessary that the world knows the truth. I will also send this message out through one more seer in the world, and if it is not abided by, I have nothing to do but to allow the chastisement to fall upon mankind." That's the end of Our Lady's message. To be continued. Now I have a couple of testimonies. This testimony here is from Pennsylvania. "To Our Lady of the Roses, thank you for the rose petals. Thank you very much. A friend of mine, B. James, received a total miracle by placing the rose petals on his infected leg, which he received in an accident. His leg was saved and totally healed. We truly believe through the rose petal blessed by applied daily for weeks, and a small scar now only remains since we had this accident. We thank you and thank Our Lady of the Roses." The end of that testimony. Now I have another one. This is also from Pennsylvania. "To whom it may concern, I am writing this letter in testimony to two healings of my son that I attribute to the help of the Blessed Mother, Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mothers. Back in September, my son was 7 months old. He suddenly started vomiting or spitting up more than a baby usually does. We took him to the pediatrician, who found no explanation for the vomiting except a virus or for an unusual increase in his head size due to possible excess fluid on the brain. A CT scan of his head was scheduled, but he started to improve, so we decided to wait and see. A few weeks later, he developed diarrhea and circles under his eyes. Then he started having regular bouts of vomiting. The pediatrician was not helpful this time, but divine guidance told me something was wrong. So I immediately took him to a new pediatrician. We had a CT scan of his head, and it did reveal excess fluid on the brain. After seeing a pediatric neurosurgeon, we were told that the fluid was either benign hydrocephaly of infancy or a more pathologic type, which would require brain surgery to put a shunt in to drain excess fluid buildup. Since the vomiting and dry heaving and miraculously subsided, the neurosurgeon directed us to make a series of appointments to have him check for any more increase in head size, which would indicate the need for surgery. I placed the blessed rose petal upon my son's crib and would frequently bless his head and stomach with the holy water and rose petal. His regular pediatrician appointments with the neurosurgeon appointments would subsequently show no more drastic increases in his head size, indicating there was no increase in excessive fluid in the skull. However, he continued to have diarrhea with no explanation for about 5 months. Miraculously, one day in February, it just stopped. I wholeheartedly believe that the Heavenly Father was merciful to my son by sparing him brain surgery and relieving his diarrhea by granting the appeals from made before him by Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers. She truly is the help of mothers. And that's the end of that testimony. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us continue Our Lady of the Roses messages on this station. If you have received a blessing from this program, please pray and ask God to inspire you as to the amount of the gift. Thank you in advance. Also remember, this radio program can now be heard on the Internet on the World Wide Web at tldm.org. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.